In my personal devotions, I've been reading through Proverbs because it's one of my favorite books to read. I really enjoy all the just the really simple, common sense things that come out of Proverbs. So I've been going through that, and I decided I would share some of these Proverbs that kind of stuck out to me. So I'm going to be moving around a lot. I have a fair amount of verses. I'm going to start in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 7. It says, and I'll be reading it out of the ESV. Whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abuse, and he who reproves a wicked man incurs injury. Now, there's lots before this. This is just where I happen to be reading and where I started. So if we look at this, I'm sure we've all had times where we've tried to tell somebody what they're doing wrong, and maybe it wasn't our place, maybe it was, but it talks here about there's some people, or calls them scoffers, how when you try and correct them, you're not going to get anywhere. They'll, whatever they may do, they may make fun of you, they might do something to try and sabotage what you're doing. Anyway, but something I had to think of was we need to make sure they know where we stand and what we believe. These people may not be, well, they're not open to this, but you can't make somebody listen to you. And when you try and correct some people, it just doesn't work. The next one I had written down is Proverbs chapter 11, verse 12. Yeah. And it says, whoever belittles his neighbor lacks sense, but a man of understanding remains silent. You know, when I was growing up, my dad always... this is one thing that he was always tried to be really strong on and to drill into our heads is you don't make other people look stupid. Don't just to make yourself look better or whatever it may be. Don't belittle somebody and make them feel like they're about that big. Because we've all felt that. We know how that feels, and nobody likes it. And so that just really stood out to me because that's something I can work on. I've done that too. The next one I have is Proverbs 12:15, and it actually there's another one that pretty much goes right with it. Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice." And I'm just going to read the other one that goes along with it. You don't have to turn to it. Proverbs 15:22 says, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. You know, we don't necessarily like getting advice for things. Well, I know I don't. We're afraid of, well, they might not agree with what I want to do. Might not be able to do what I want because... Well, here it says right here, a fool does what he is right in his own eyes. So a fool will, oh, this looks good, I'll do this, and doesn't bother asking those around him to make sure that, you know, what he's doing is not leading to his destruction. And there's another one coming up that would go with this. I can't remember it, but I think it's coming up a little bit later. But this was just an encouragement to me to make sure and get advice. When we are planning on doing something, or even just in our general lives, ask people, you know, how do I look in this area, or how does it look like it, how am I doing? Because, as it said in the later one, without advice, plans fail, or it won't succeed if you don't seek advice. The next one I have written down is Proverbs 12:23. It says, a prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of a fool proclaims folly. Now, I'm sure those of you that know me, is especially growing up and even now, I'm always the type that I talk a lot. So these, some of these that are coming up, they stand out especially to me because, I just tend to talk a lot. So if I know something, I'll say it. And here I think it's saying, you know, there's a time not to say things. Just because you know something doesn't mean you should say it. I think that's really good idea. There's a lot of pain and a lot of hurts and things that could be avoided and could have been avoided by not saying something. Let's see. I also have Proverbs 13:3 written down, and this kind of goes along with the last one. Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. Along with that, I think back to times in school because, but you start talking about things you don't know, and it just makes you look dumb. I've done it lots of times, and it just happens. Proverbs 14:29 says, whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who has a hasty temper exalts folly. I think this verse, we can draw a lot from it. Having a temper is another thing that I somewhat struggle with, and it talks about having great understanding. If you can control your temper, it's a very powerful. Well, it likens it to later on. It talks about one who can control his temper is more powerful than I forget what it called it. Whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules with his spirit than he who takes a city. Proverbs 15:28 says, the heart of the righteous ponders how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. This along with the talking thing. I think we need to think before we talk. You know, it says here, the righteous ponders how to answer. We need to think about what our words, because, you know, once you say them, you can't take them back. So you need to make sure that what you're saying is deserves to be out in the for everybody to hear. And I just have some more written down. I'll just quickly go through. Proverbs 16:32 says, that's the one I just went over. Whoever slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. Proverbs 17:27, whoever restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. And this kind of goes with a couple of the last ones, you know, restraining our words, not just saying what comes to mind, but thinking about what we're going to say, and also controlling our temper, keeping our cool, not letting circumstances around us affect how we operate in our anger. Proverbs 18:1, whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire, and he breaks out against all sound judgment. This one really made me think a little bit. Do I isolate myself in things? You know, if we are wanting to go off and do something, and we want the others don't need to know about it, or we want to, well, basically, without seeking advice. If we're, it says we're seeking our own desires. We're selfish people by nature. That's what humans are, and so if left to our own devices, you know, we'll tend to do what we want to do, and that may not be the best thing. Probably not. I'm just going to go over a couple more quickly. Proverbs 18:13 says, If one gives an answer before he hears, it is folly and shame. And this goes along great. I can think back to school when I've done that. You know, you start hearing something, and you think you know what they're going to say, so you start answering them or something, and that's not what they were going to say. So that it just makes you look like a fool. And then I'm just going to do two more. Proverbs 21:15 says, "When justice is done, it is a joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers." This was one of the last ones I went over and was studying, and it really made me think. When I think of the things I've done, and I think of justice coming, does it give me terror or does it give me joy? Now, we've all done things that we're ashamed of, and I think that'll give us a sense of a little bit of, regret. And yet we should be able to have joy in the fact that we are in Christ and we are saved and have been forgiven. If we get a sense of terror from thinking of the end of the world and of judgment, then I think we need to make sure and go back and check over our beliefs and what exactly we've been doing. Because there's security in Christ. If we're saved, we don't need to be afraid of, and then the last one I have written down is Proverbs 21:23, "And whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble." If you don't speak sometimes, you don't get into trouble. And I know there's another one that says, I don't remember. Anyway, but that's all I had. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, just thank you for another wonderful day where we can come and worship you. Just be with the rest of the service and be with whoever gives the message. Help Sunday school to go well. Just ask this all in your name. Amen.